All right. So, my friends who are out there on Zoom, we want to hear your fun CCB memories. I want to remind you when you raise your hand and leave it alone, because when you raise it and you put it back down, it makes things more difficult for our host, and as well as you lose your place in line. So, get those hands up. And Steve, who do we have?
Okay, we've got go ahead, Anna. We've got two raised hands.
Okay, I have a story, but I will let the raised hands people go first. I just thought if you needed time, I would tell a story. But go ahead.
Okay, let's go with area code 760.
I believe that's Minnie Mouse.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Linda Minnie Mouse. I have a really fun story. So in the 90s, I belonged to the Silvergate chapter in San Diego. And one of the things that we did, we provided on our chapter meeting days, breakfast, for our members. And Cindy Kaler and Howard Kaler and I would cook the breakfast. The meetings were held at the Blind Community Center. And so I just remember Cindy and I going shopping for all the stuff that we needed for breakfast. And we had these huge backpacks, and we would cram them with eggs and bagels and fruit. I mean, you could feel these big melons and oranges and bananas sticking out of the backpack. And we'd carry them on the bus. And I mean, the backpack stuck out. People were running into us as we, you know, as they would get on the bus. We really couldn't sit down because our backpacks were so full and so heavy. But it was a labor of love. And we had access to the stove. I would scramble the eggs, and Howard and Cindy would cut fruit and set up the table, you know, plate settings. And we would charge for the breakfast. And we had a lot of people coming in. And that's a way we got new members too. So, you know, food always brings people in. So that's one of my fondest memories of being a part of that chapter in the 90s. Thanks.
Thank you, Linda. That's so much fun. And it's the pre-DoorDash world, right? We had to carry
Yeah,
everything
and the
around.
other thing was that it showed other, you know, it showed members and people who were newly blind that they could cook. That was a huge
Exactly.
stove. So that we can cook, that we can shop, that we can do all the things necessary to make a nice breakfast for people.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Linda.
All right, next up we have Nicolette Noyes.
Hi there.
Oh, Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I owe you a phone call.
Yes, you do. Anyway, I know you've been very busy. I've been a member of the California Council of the Blind San Francisco chapter for I don't know how many years, probably about 25. And I was also a member of the Golden Gate chapter. And the Golden Gate chapter, we used to have fundraisers at this assisted living place in San Francisco that had a huge room and had a kitchen on the side. And I can't remember whether the San Francisco chapter did the same thing or not. But when my granddaughter was very young, I took her everywhere with me until she had to start going to school. And she was the mascot at the lighthouse, but she was also kind of the mascot for the CCB fundraisers. And so what she would do is, well, what happened, what started it, I think, was somebody dropped a ring in the during one of the fundraisers under the table, and nobody could find it. Nobody could see it. So I sent Sasha over and I said, "Go find the ring. It's on the floor somewhere." And she finally found it, and she was able to give it back to the owner. And then, of course, we usually played bingo at the end, and her great fun from the time she could crawl was going around picking up the bingo chips. And so she did that till she was about 15. Every time we played bingo at a fundraiser or at the lighthouse. So she was also a mascot at the lighthouse, but it was always so much fun to have this little kid around because she was such a great little kid. She was so happy all the time and she would sit on anybody's lap and give people hugs and whatnot. And a lot of the people in the CCB at that time in the both chapters and the lighthouse were elderly. And some people hadn't hugged a child for many, many years. So she was a real joy to everybody and lots and lots of good memories for that. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Okay, Andrea.
Okay. Yours. This is a story that involves my ex-husband. So it's kind of an old story because I've been divorced now almost 7 years, but we were at a convention in Sacramento with a friend of ours that some of you know, she may even be listening, Debbie Kessler. And Debbie had at that time, I believe we were in Sacramento. I'm almost sure it was Sacramento. Cause we drove up there once, we had a van. And so we took Debbie with us. And because my husband had relatives up there and he wanted to visit them while we were there for convention. So Debbie had a dog. Some of you will remember her, not the dog she has now, but the dog she had before Heinz. His name was Chaz. And Chaz adored my husband. We always joked that God forbid if something happened and she could not keep him, that we would take him. And I'm not a dog person, but he was just a really laid back dog, but he loved my husband. So Debbie's sitting at one of these, all of you know, throughout the lobbies of these hotels, they have these little conversation groupings where they'll have like a low table with chairs around it. And Debbie was sitting at one of them drinking coffee. And we walked into the lobby and that dog, it's like, oh my God, there's my buddy. And he gets up and the tail's going and the coffee went everywhere. It flew right off the table. I don't remember if she was eating something, but he cleared that table with his tail. I mean, it was just, and my poor husband, he said, Debbie, I'm so sorry. We weren't even right up to her yet, but he had already gotten up and was like, oh, you know, goody. And I know dogs aren't supposed to do that, but this dog, they would come to my house. This is terrible. They would come to my house and he would run in the door, run in the kitchen and immediately drink all the cat's water. And like, it was his bowl. Like he lived there. He was just, it was like he lived at my house. And of course the cats didn't want to touch the bowl unless we washed it, after the dog had finished sliming it up. But that day at the convention was just, oh my God, it was just such a mess. But we were laughing because in a way it was so funny that he was so glad to see Don that he just went nuts. And
he did a coffee fell.
He did. He was like, whoosh, and it was all gone. So Debbie was a really good sport about it too. Thank you, Debbie, if you're listening.
Thank you, Andrea.
Hey, we don't have any more hands right now.
Oh, then I'll tell a little quick one, and Lisa can corroborate this one. I hate that word. I can't ever say it correctly. Okay, so my kid, she was always kind of like the unofficial CCB junior member, and we needed somebody to, volunteer to read the minutes at all the meetings, and so Shaneer would get the minutes to Carson, and Carson was our minute reader at all of our meetings, and it was just so cute. And then she would go around and she would just help everybody. And we had this one gentleman in our chapter, and he would always give her money. And so she would end up with like all these tips, for helping people out and everything. And I know, Lisa, same thing would happen with you when you were a kid. And, it's a nice memory to go back and think about, her involvement as well and what she did for the organization too.
That's how it all starts, Sarah. You see where I'm at. It's where it all starts.
I know. Any other hands, Steve?
First you collect the money, then you manage the money. Is that
how it works? Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
No more raised hands right now.
All right, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on